It's December 23rd, 2022, 14, 17 hours, and this is Ward Green. Got an unboxing. I think I want to do a glue up, so I'm still working with splint. It slows me down. I need to try and cut this paper here. Get this open. Oh, it tears. Okay. It tears. So I can just tear it. Let's see here. So this is what's inside. We got one of these. And that is mini display port to 8K HDMI cable. Just a one end is mini display port. The other end is HDMI. So it's a cable, and that's a limited length cable, right? Because that cable has a length of 1.8 meters, it says. 1.8 meters is not very long. So that's if you're using your monitor fairly close to your computer, about 5 feet or something. 1.8 meters, that's about 6 feet, I guess. But it says it right up here in this corner. 1.8 meters. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, so that's that one. Put that aside. The other one is just an adapter. It's a mini display port to the female HDMI, so you can put any any length of HDMI cable with this, and it can go any distance that you have length of cable for. So, or for which I should say, you have length of cable. So that's that. I'm going to have to try those later with my old IMAX, because my old IMAX I just got up a few minutes ago. I was in bed about 5:30 this morning, or 5 o'clock, or between 5 and 5:30. So I'm gonna have to say mix up some epoxy here. But I'm going to be trying that with those devices with the old IMAX to see whether I can get my newer monitors working with the old IMAX, because the old IMAX only had DisplayPort, and my Acer doesn't have one of my Acers, the DisplayPort seems to have failed on it. So I'll be trying out to see whether I can get it to work with the HDMI, and that's what those adapters are for. I'm not sure what they'll be used for in the future besides that, but they were about $50 total for the two of them. So it's probably, it's just something I would not want to be without. It's a fair bit of money, but still. Okay, I'm going to mix up the epoxy here, and I'll show you why in a minute. I think during the garbage collection, or sometime before or after the garbage collection, something happened to one of these boxes. Maybe it got contacted by the feet of one of the garbage men or something, and it broke. So now I've broken a one moment, please. I think a toothpick is the way to go here. Toothpicks are the way to go for this. I'm going to get another one. Or two, or three, or five. Here's a few more toothpicks. I need to keep them where I can use them, I guess. Put them on the floor, I think. But let's just try and stir this up here. Let me get this other toothpick out of here. Drag it away here. Clean my fingers. Clean my fingers while I'm at it. Put this in the garbage. Okay, so okay. I'm mixing up the epoxy now to get a piece glued back in. I don't want to take longer on this video than is necessary. That's why I'm doing it like this, rather than... This is a brand new bottle, or box, I should say, or container. Brand new pair of tubes of epoxy. Okay, that should be mixed adequately, plenty adequately. I want to put this on the floor to protect the floor. And let's see what we can do here. Maybe I can get a better way of doing this. But anyway, I've got the electrical tape. I'm ready to do some gooping here, too. I want to do gooping, but this piece is what broke out. I'm not sure. How did I get it in here now? Right here, I guess. Yeah. Okay, that's how it goes in. So it goes in the corner first. But what I need to do, I'm not even sure. I'm not sure that epoxy is the right glue for this. I'm trying it. I don't know. It's very difficult to find out what these things are made of. What blue bins are made of. They don't tell you. If you look up what kind of plastic are blue bins, all the internet will tell you is what kind of plastic to put in the blue bins. It never tells you what they're made of. It's ridiculous. Why can't you look up... I mean, I look up manufacturing of blue bins. I can't find anything. It's really ridiculous, in my opinion. That's ridiculous. In anybody's opinion, it would be ridiculous, surely. Why can't they differentiate? Okay. Turn off the heat. This is no good. I don't want to make any mess here. It's going to be messy. There's no other way to do this and get the epoxy into the cracks. Afterwards, you can't do it. So I could use cyanoacrylate, I guess, super glue, possibly to do this instead. But I'm not sure that works either. The only glue that I know works is epoxy. It's the only glue I ever use other than goop. Well, and wood glue. No, there's lots of glue. I've used polyurethane or poly... Not polyurethane. I'm not sure what it's called. Polyurethane, it might be called. Some kind of... there's a special kind of glue I've used with gluing wooden cutting boards. Cutting block. That's a certain kind, a special kind of glue that I used. I don't use that all the time, but I don't think it's very healthy stuff. So you don't really want to use it on a chopping board. I use it on an outdoor barbecue chopping board, which is not really a chopping board. It's just a wooden block. I just used it because I didn't think it would ever be used as a cutting board. I think because I don't think it was all that food safe. So it's not like you'd use it as a chopping block. Anyway, so, but it was the only glue I could get that was cheap enough. Epoxy was really, would have been expensive, but nowadays I guess I would use epoxy instead to do that because but even epoxy's not that food safe, I don't think. I don't know, actually. I just don't think, I think if I were doing, if it were for a butcher block, I wouldn't use epoxy, maybe. I'm not sure. But you, there wouldn't be much glue there. It would be mainly just, you know, a tight fit. There wouldn't be much glue in the cracks at all. So, not like there's any issue with how it fits, or with cutting glue. It's going to fit really tight. There won't be any extra gaps between the wood when you're gluing it, hopefully. You're going to make sure it fits tight so you don't get any extra glue that's going to cause any issue. So, okay, this has got to be put in. How do I do this? Because I don't have a thumb. There, okay. So now I want to put this side in, this corner. Oh my goodness, this is going to be messy. I need Kleenex. Let me just drop it in place. There we go. I dropped it. I'm going to get a Kleenex. The epoxy's sticky enough, but the first corner to go in has to be this one. So I need my toothpick, or a toothpick, a clean one, preferably. Let's see. It's already fallen in place here, which I don't want. So this corner has to go in first. Oh, it could fall all the way in. Hang on, slow down. This is very, it's not dangerous, it's just very, oh my goodness. This is just, it's messy. It's very messy. Okay. I'm going to get my hands dirty. That's what's going to happen here. It's got to be in like that. It's got to go in, there we are. That corner has to go first. Now I've got to clean my fingers. They're really messy here. It's really messy. Oh my goodness, it's messy. It's very messy. I don't think I'm going to be able to get this in. I don't know how I got it in last time, but I think I tipped it up. So I don't want to touch it with my fingers, but I have to. And it's so messy. I never liked my fingers being dirty either. Never. I never did, right from when I was very young. There, that goes in, I think. Does it? Is it in? Uh-oh. Okay, good. There, it's just popped in. Popped in there, but I don't know if it's in here. Yeah, it looks pretty good. Okay, good. It's in. I'm just going to smear the epoxy flat because I want a flat surface to put the goop on and the electrical tape. So now I've got it glued in. That's not going to be strong enough, in my opinion. So, not at all. I don't think so in Jehovah's opinion either. I think it's just not. That's not a good repair because it's got hairline cracks, or it's got extended cracks that go out from the corners that were caused when it was impacted. Something impacted this bin, someone's foot or something, whatever it was. Maybe I think I didn't put the bin close enough to the curb, and that might have inspired them to try to move it back. After they had dumped the bin, they perhaps wanted to get the bin back where I had put it, which wasn't near the curb because we had snow on the ground. Perhaps that's why it got the boot. I don't know. The next thing is to put down a layer of goop, okay, around all these cracks. And that's not easy because I've got this thumb that's... My thumb feels fine, it's just I don't want to bend it. I know it's not going to heal. If I bend it, it won't heal, so I can't bend it. Now here we have the goop, which we don't want to breathe either. But, okay, let's squeeze out some of this. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to put a nice bead of goop here. I don't know, like not a quarter inch thick, but an eighth of an inch thick, let's say, around. And then there's some cracks at the corners. Like they sort of splay out from the corners, these cracks. I want goop anywhere where there's cracks, right? So in the main cracks from which this piece broke is where I want it. It's one place. Here we go, coming along here. It's good. It smells badly. It smells bad. Do you know why hobos drink isopropyl alcohol? I read this the other day. I didn't know this. Apparently isopropyl alcohol is, or methyl alcohol, whatever it's called, rubbing alcohol, but it's isopropyl. It is one example of it. They drink it because it's stronger. It's a stronger effect than ethyl alcohol, but it causes problems physically. It's not a good thing. It's not healthy to drink it, but they do it because they're alcoholics. And it's stronger. It's stronger. They like the fact that it's a stronger... Oh, wait a minute. I can't touch that. That toothpick's gone. Now I have to clean my fingers again. This goop is running everywhere. It's running onto the floor if I don't get it in time here. I gotta stop it running down. I gotta get a toothpick here to spread it around here. I want to get a toothpick to bring it back up. There we go. There we are. That's good. I just want to keep it from running off of my surface. Well, there's a crack that runs through there, too. The piece itself was cracked. I didn't notice that. Get some of that. Let's get some over here. We can use some extra that we have here to spread it around. We don't need quite as much as I've got here at all. I need to have something there to put the tape into. I'm going to make it wider than just the crack. So I'm going to spread this around. I think that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm sort of thinking I'll do. But we're going to have to put more goop on top as well. And I want more than one width of, of tape here. More than one width. I want to make it a nice size repair, a strong enough repair. So I'm going to spread this goop around now because it will hold the tape on very well if it's a thin enough layer of goop. Or, even a thicker layer, I guess, but it's going to spread it better. It's going to hold it better. Not spread it better. I'm going to spread it better to make it hold it better if I can here. Let's see. And this is a lot of goop here. We need to get this, the goop going all the way around. It's going to dry up quickly here, so we got to get this on here. Let's clean the toothpick and put it back down. Clean my fingers. Now let's get the tape. Where is this? There, the scissors. Okay, good. Scissors. So I do need the scissors. It's making a little bit of a pile on the floor, but that's okay. Let's see what we can do here. I can't use my thumb, but we can try this. Let's put this in the crack right here. First of all, that's about the right length. Let's cut that. That's good. You're going to put this right on the crack. So lined on the crack. Okay. And embed it in the goop. Stick it in there, in the goop. I can't see the crack anymore. I don't know how well aligned it is, but move down, we can see it. There's the crack, okay. That's the crack right there, isn't it? Yeah. So it's got to move up to where the crack is. good, right? That's going to be strong, I think. If the tape is strong, it's going to be strong. So, now I don't know why it's happened here. It's very nice the way it goes into the area of the crack. I just don't know why it's not sliding up. There we go. I want it more in more of a straight line. It's going to be stronger that way. So, that's one piece. That's going to be a much better repair than simply the epoxy alone, I would think. My hands are going to be sticky, I guess, no matter what I do here. I think I have to leave the lid off the goop because I don't have to keep cleaning my hands, maybe. We've got to get some more of this tape put on here. I've got to get some pieces of tape now. Let's get some. Well, we've got to get the tape put on first. That's the next thing, yeah. That's the first issue here. So, I'll probably just end this video now and... I said, where's this one go? Like this? Maybe I'll have to end the video and then come back and show you later what happened, what I've done here. That's good. I mean, electrical tape by itself would stick, but I want it to be stuck on with the goop because it doesn't come off as easily. And the electrical tape protects against ultraviolet. That's the good thing, right? So that's a good thing. But I'm going to have to go around this hole several times, I think, possibly a few times, and I'll have to put a wider swath of tape around by overlapping the tape. So that's it for now. It's December 23rd, 2022, 1440 hours. And bye for now. This is Ward Green.